he go to the restaurant on Saturdays? Now, what happens here is, does already takes that strength of an S, so the verb itself loses an S. So as you can hear, does he go, right? So the S stays with does, but the verb loses the S. Does he go? Does she speak? Does it ring? Etc. Do you understand? So does he go to the restaurant on Saturdays? The answer is yes, he does, or no, he doesn't. All right, perfect. Let's give a few more examples just so you understand. How about now you make an example with a third person singular? For example, he sleeps well at night. The question, does he sleep well at night? The answer, yes, he does. Full stop. He sleeps well at night, right? Because I put a full stop there. Or no, he doesn't. He doesn't sleep well at night. Now you make an example. 30 seconds. All right, perfect. Now, as you will see, as you see, I downloaded exercise for you for present simple. And so it's exercise 2.1. These are the exercise for Murphy Grammar, my favorite grammar book, and now yours too. Let's do them together. All right. This is what in class, what would happen is I would give you time to do these in pairs, and then we would check them. Now, what will happen now is I'm going to do them with you. So follow me. So the best way to listen to these classes is by having computer screen in front of you so you can look at the actual exercise that I'm downloading for you. All right, exercises 2.1, complete the sentences using the following verbs. Causes, connects, drinks, leaps, opens, speaks, takes. All right, and the first example, which was already done, is Tanya speaks German well. So here what you need to do is you're going to choose a verb that corresponds better to the blank in a sentence. Now, Tanya speaks, as you can see, the verb takes an S. The verb takes an S, what does it mean? It means that Tanya is a she, right? It's a pronoun, so we add an S. It's pretty simple. All right, number two, I don't often coffee. Now, what verb are we going to choose? Cause, connect, drink, leave, open, take. That's right. We're going to take drink. Now, I is a first person singular, which means that the verb is not going to take an S. So I'm going to say, I don't often drink coffee. Now, mind you, often is an indicator of present simple. What does it mean? It means that in a sentence, if I have this kind of sentence, an exam, and I'm going to look at it and I don't know what verb to insert, I'm going to look for indicators because each grammar tense has an indicator that will help you understand what to insert. And a lot of times when speaking, you're going to use them to underline exactly the meaning of your sentence. Okay, so I don't often drink coffee. Perfect. Number three, the swimming pool blank at 7:30 every morning. Now, the verbs we have left are cause, connect, live, open, and take. What are we gonna choose? Tell me. That's right. The swimming pool opens at 7:30 every morning. As you can see, I added an S to open, so I said the swimming pool opens. Why? Because if we substitute the swimming pool with a third person singular pronoun, it's going to be it. And we know that he, she, it always takes an S. All right. I have a feeling that you already memorized this. rule, but I'm going to continue drilling it until the end of the class. All right, number four, bed driving, many accidents. What happens with bed driving? Choose a verb. That's right. Bed driving causes many accidents. Again, bed driving, we can substitute bed driving with an it. So it causes, that's why I add an S to the verb, many accidents. Number five, my parents blank in a very small flat. That's right. My parents live in a very small flat, which means my parents, how do we substitute it? That's right, with they. They live in a very small flat. All right, great job. Let's continue. Number six. The Olympic Games blank plays every 4 years. That's right. Great job. The Olympic Games take place every 4 years because games is plural, which means we're going to substitute them with they. They take place every 4 years. All right. Number seven. Last but not least. The Panama Canal, the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. That's right. The Panama Canal connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Now again, the Panama Canal is it, therefore I add an S to connect. Now I want you to look at the sentence since we have the possibility and we kind of have the time, and I want you to realize, because this is also, as if you remember the syllabus and the grammar, we're going to study articles, and as you can see, there's a the, so definite article before the canal, and the definite article before the oceans. Remember that oceans and rivers take the definite article. All right, let's continue. 2.2. Put the verb into the correct form. Let's read the example. Julie doesn't drink, not drink tea very often. So, Julie doesn't drink tea very often. Again, we're going to do the same thing. Right? Here's a little easier because you don't need to guess the verb. You just need to put the verb and the another noun in the correct order. So, let's see what happens. What time the banks close here? Here we need to form a question like we did at the beginning of the lesson, right? So, what time do the banks close here? What time do the banks close here? Why? Because we need an auxiliary, right? We need an auxiliary to ask the questions. So, for example, the banks close here is a sentence. It's very easy to make a question. Do the banks close here? Now, what happens here is a WH question. What is a WH question? That's right. WH question is a question that begins with a what, which, where, why, how, and when. What happens with the auxiliary and the WH questions? What's the word order there, right? How do I connect those? Now, it's not as difficult as you might think. What time, so WH question, subject, auxiliary, do, then object, the banks close verb here. So remember, WH question always in the beginning, and third place takes, usually second place, but with a what and a how, third place takes the auxiliary. All right, let's continue to number three and see more examples. I've got a car, but I, blank, not use it much. I've got a car, but I, so first person singular, do not use it much, right? That's pretty easy. Number four is a where, which means a WH question. So where Ricardo come from, and then the answer is from Cuba. So how do we form a question when there's a where? So there's a WH, and we need to insert an auxiliary. Ricardo is a he, right? So are we going to use a do or a does? That's right. We're going to use a does. So where auxiliary does Ricardo come from? Where does Ricardo come from? From Cuba. Where does Ricardo come from? From Cuba. Good. You understand? All right. Let's move on. Number five. What blank you do? I'm an electrician. WH question. What auxiliary do you and the verb do? What do you do? I'm an electrician. What does the question what do you do means? It doesn't mean what are you doing right now, right? What do you do means what's your profession, right? So in your example, you would be, what do you do? I'm a student, right? I'm a pilot. I'm a cook. I'm a chef, etc. All right, number six. It take me an hour to get to work. How long it take you? Now here, it's not a question. It's an affirmation. But we already know, because almost 30 minutes passed since the beginning of the lesson. So I am sure you're not going to make a mistake in this one. So it takes, right? Because it takes always takes an S after the verb. So it takes me an hour to get to work, right? What does it mean it takes me an hour? Ci vuole, right? I don't like to translate, but this isn't important. It takes me an hour to get to work. How long? And here's a question. It takes you. Do we need an auxiliary? That's right, we do. How, incidentally, is also a WH question, even though it begins with an H. But still part of the WH questions. So, how long does it take you? How long does it take you? Do you agree? Right. So it takes me an hour to get to work. How long does it take you? Okay. Seems tricky, but it's not, right? Whew. All right, let's continue. Number seven. Look at this sentence. What this word mean? So we're going to, again, it's a WH question. We need an auxiliary. And it says, look at the sentence. What does this word mean? Right? What does this word mean? Why do we use does? Because word is an it. Okay, let's move on. Number eight. David isn't very fit. He not do any sport. He, now it's a negation, right? But to negate in present simple, we need to use an auxiliary and then apostrophe and something else. You tell me what. So David isn't very fit. He, that's right. He doesn't do any sport. All right, I feel like these first two exercises were pretty easy to understand, right? All right, let's move on. Use the following verbs to complete the sentences. Sometimes you need the negative. All right, let's see what happens. So let's read the verbs first. Believe, eat, flow, go, grow, make, rise, tell, translate. A lot of times what I tell my students is that you need to get a list of verbs and then get a list of irregular verbs and just sort of memorize them. I know we're not doing past simple just yet, we're studying present simple, but if you start doing it now, you will save yourself so much time in the future because you cannot, not speak English well if you don't know the verbs, because the verbs are the essence of the language. So if you do not know the forms of the irregular verbs, you're not going to be able to pass the exam and you're not going to be able to speak well. Let's go on into exercise 2.3. which you will find in your handout that I uploaded with this audio. Use the following verbs to complete the sentences. Sometimes you need the negative. The verbs are believe, eat, flow, go, grow, make, rise, tell, translate. First is an example, as we can see, and the second one is an example. That's why they're already filled out. Let me read it to you. The earth goes round the sun. Rice doesn't grow in Britain. So the earth is third person singular. Therefore, I'm going to put in the verb go and add an S. Let's see. Rice doesn't grow in Britain. Again, the same thing, right? Rice is a third person singular. We're using the negation. Therefore, we're going to use does not for the third person singular. And remember that the verb gives up an S because the S is inside doesn't, right? So grow doesn't have an S at the end. All right. So number three, the sun blank in the east. Which do you think is the right answer? I'm going to give you a few seconds to think. All right, that's right. The sun, so third person singular, therefore we're going to add an S. And the end of the verb, the sun rises in the east. Make sense? All right, let's move on. Number four, bees blank honey. Let's take a few seconds to fill out this exercise, this sentence. All right, bees is plural. So what happens is, what helps is usually substitute the words with a pronoun, right? So if I substitute bees with a they, I know that I'm not going to add an S in the end of the verb. Therefore, I'm going to say bees eat honey, right? Do you agree? All right, let's move on. Number five, vegetarians blank meat. All right, take a few seconds. All right, so vegetarians, clearly meat, since there's a vegetarian and meat, we know it's going to be a negation. So what we do is we're going to use a verb. Which verb are we going to use? That's right, vegetarians don't eat meat. Vegetarians are they, therefore we're going to use don't, so do not, as a negation. All right, number six, an atheist blank in God. All right, great. An atheist doesn't believe in God. An atheist is a singular, third person singular, right? We know it, we denote it by the preposition of the beginning of the sentence. So an atheist doesn't believe in God. Great. Number seven, let's continue. An interpreter blank from one language into another. All right, that's correct. An interpreter, so singular, translates, adding an S, from one language into another. All right. Number eight. Liars are people who blank the truth. Take a few seconds. All right. Liars are people who don't tell the truth. Do you agree? Right. So clearly we needed a negation. And last but not least, number nine, the river Amazon blank into the Atlantic Ocean. All right, great job. The river Amazon flows into the Atlantic Ocean. Again, it's third person singular. All right, if you don't have any questions, let's move on to the next exercise, which is 2.4. You ask Lisa questions about herself and her family. Write the questions. So let's see what they have as an example. You know that Lisa plays tennis. You want to know how often. Ask her. So we have how often, we need to add our own continuation, which we do, and it's how often do you play tennis? Again, if you remember, it's a WH question, so we're going to use how often and then auxiliary and then the verb. Okay, let's try and venture into the unknown of the next of the following five questions. Perhaps Lisa's sister plays tennis too. You want to know. Ask Lisa. Now I'm going to give you a few seconds to compose a sentence and then we're going to correct. All right, let's see. So the sentence is, perhaps Lisa's sister plays tennis too. You want to know, ask Lisa. So I'm going to ask about the sister, so your sister, and we know it's a third sister, so she, therefore third person singular, and I'm going to use auxiliary does to ask a question, present simple. So I'm going to say, does your sister play tennis too, right? Play doesn't have an S because does takes up all the necessary S forms. All right, so does your sister play tennis too? Does your sister play tennis too? And you would respond, yes, she does, or no, she doesn't. Okay, number three. You know that Lisa reads a newspaper every day. You want to know which one? Ask her. I'll give you a few seconds. All right, let's do it again. So, you know that Lisa reads a newspaper every day. You want to know which one? Ask her. So, we're going to start with which, right? Which newspaper? So, we use after which, as is after how. We need an object before an actual verb, right? So, which newspaper do you read? Exactly, great job. Which paper do you read every day? And you will respond, I read the Piccolo or whatever else you read. All right, let's move on. Number four, you know that Lisa's brother works. You want to know what he does. Ask Lisa. All right, as you know, as we have covered it before, the question to ask what profession one has is, what do you do, right? But in this case, we're asking about Lisa's brother. Therefore, we're going to use auxiliary does, right? So I'm going to say, what does your brother do? Do you understand? What is a WH question, and then after what, why, when, we use a verb straight away. So it's going to be what does, auxiliary does, your brother, subject, do, a verb. All right? What does your brother do? And she's going to respond, he's a pilot, he's a chef, he's a cook, etc. All right. Number five. You know that Lisa goes to the cinema a lot. You want to know how often. Ask her. Great, let's see. So I'm going to use, again, it's a WH question with an auxiliary, and I'm asking it directly to Lisa. So therefore, it's not third person, but a first person, right? Or better yet, second person. I'm going to ask you, how often do you? So I'm going to say how often, which is the WH question, and auxiliary do. So the question is going to be, how often do you go to the cinema? Right? How often do you go to the cinema? You're asking Lisa. And she's going to say, I go to the cinema twice a week, right? Or I never go to the cinema. Oh, I always go to the cinema, right? This is a, these are the clear examples of present simple. All right, let's continue. Number six. You don't know where Lisa's grandparents live. You want to know. Ask Lisa. All right, let's see what you got. You don't know where Lisa's grandparents live. You want to know, ask Lisa. So we're going to use a where, a WH question, where. Where grandparents are they? Therefore, the auxiliary is going to be do, right? So where do your grandparents live? And she will say,